This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that a Sunday deadline arrived and passed for military coup leaders in Niger to restore the democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum's analysts say that there are consequences if ECOWAS decides to intervene militarily as promised. More from VOA's Timothy Obiezu.
Political analyst Rotimi Olawale says he's worried about an escalation of regional tensions.
ECOWAS threatened on Sunday to use force to restore President Bazoum. So I think it's in the best interest that this do not degenerate to the use of force and that a diplomatic solution is found as a way to resolve the current impasse.
ECOWAS has imposed many sanctions on Niger, including trade and travel bans, power cuts and closures of land borders to pressure the junta to cede power. The junta announced Thursday it cut ties with Nigeria, the U.S. and France, its former colonizer. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
More reaction after former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan was arrested at his residence.
Khan was accused of selling state gifts worth $635,000 and deliberately concealing the proceeds. He was not present in court when the judge handed down a three-year prison sentence and a $350 fine. Khan's party, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, called the verdict a black stain on the face of justice. In a message to supporters, party Vice President Shah Mahmood Qureshi said, Khan did not get a fair trial.
Imran Khan did not get his fundamental right to a fair trial under Article 10A of the Constitution.
According to Pakistani law, Khan now is disqualified from running for office for 5 years. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
And this is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gave instructions for increased production capacities at major weapons facilities and factories after giving field guidance at the sites this week, calling it an important part of bolstering the country's defense capabilities. Kim inspected the factories between Thursday and Saturday, which produce shells for super large caliber multiple rocket launchers and transporter erector launchers that are normally used to fire ballistic missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said that a rules-based international order must be restored as Kyiv seeks progress towards peace and Saudi Arabia talks. Today, meeting in Jeddah attended by senior officials from some 40 countries, including the United States, China, India, as part of a diplomatic push by Ukraine to build support beyond its core Western backers by reaching out to global South countries that have been reluctant to take sides in a confident or conflict that has hit the global economy. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a shallow 5.4 magnitude earthquake struck eastern China in the early hours of Sunday, with state media reporting at least 10 people injured, dozens of buildings collapsed. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Videos posted to social media showed shaking light fixtures, trembling ground, and people evacuating their buildings after the quake struck at 2:33 a.m. local time. The USGS reports it hit 26 kilometers south of the city of Daeju in Shandong Province at a depth of 10 kilometers. The USGS pager system, which provides preliminary assessments on the impact of earthquakes, issued a red alert, estimating extensive damage and some casualties were probable. China's state broadcaster, CCTV, citing Shandong authorities, said there were at least 10 injured and 74 houses or buildings had collapsed from the earthquake, which was followed by 52 aftershocks. China's Ministry of Emergency Management launched a level 4 emergency response and dispatched a team to Shandong province. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
South Korean officials move forward with hosting the World Scout Jamboree despite warnings not to.
Tens of thousands of scouts aged between 14 to 18 years old docked Semangum on South Korea's west coast. Temperatures have hit over 91 degrees Fahrenheit. Hundreds of participants have already fallen ill due to the searing temperatures, prompting complaints from parents over the safety of their children. Kristen Sayers from the U.S. state of Virginia said her 17-year-old son Corey's dream to take part in the jamboree at a cost of $6,500.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.